Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Now, back to the Graybar Sports Open Line on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Happy Halloween once again from all of us here on KMOX. Scott Warman with you, in for Matt Pauly, who's doing a little trick-or-treating with his kids right now, and I'm hoping he is having a blast. I hope you're having a blast, and thanks for making us a part of your Halloween night here on KMOX. A lot more sports conversation coming up in this hour. Again, thanks to the TV voice of the Cardinals, Chip Carey, along with our buddy Jim Thomas, as JT talking some hockey with us. And coming up in this hour, we're going to talk some football. Of course, the Chiefs in action. You can hear it here on KMOX on Sunday as they will take on the Buffalo Bills. 3:25 is the kickoff. Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs, will have the call. His partner is Danon Hughes, who I called college football for 20-plus years with Danon. And so Danon's kind enough to come up and join us in the next segment. Also, speaking of college basketball, it tips off on Monday night. And in fact, St. Louis University is in action. We'll have it for you here on KMOX as they will take on Southeast Missouri State, as Josh Schertz, now in year number two. Mike Kern of the Missouri Valley Conference, he's senior associate commissioner. Michael will join us. We'll delve into a little bit of Valley basketball that gets underway, and conference play in the Missouri Valley gets started in December. But of course, it all culminates with Arch Madness, the Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournament, in the first weekend of March. Always a great event. I've been blessed to be a part of that for over 20 years. Gosh, I'm really starting to show my age here tonight. Anyway, Mike is going to join us. We'll not only talk about Arch Madness, but it's been a while. The Valley has hosted so many events, NCAA basketball events here. We've had regional finals. We had a Final Four 20 years ago in 2005 over at the old Edward Jones Dome. They've hosted a couple of women's Final Fours. Well, they're going to host the first and second round of the NCAA tournament over at the Enterprise Center, and we'll talk to Michael about that. And again, it's a tremendous, tremendous sporting event. If you haven't been, Mike will tell you that there are still some tickets to be had, but if you want to go, I do it early, because once you get to March, man, those tickets get gobbled up really, really fast. And so we'll talk to Mike coming up a little bit later on in this hour of the program. But as we mentioned, Jim Thomas joined us. And again, he has that new book out talking about all things concerning the St. Louis Blues and the franchise. The book is called The Franchise, St. Louis Blues. Go to Amazon or any other book outlets and check it out. Jimmy does a fantastic job. But we were discussing about this current Blues situation. I know a lot of people were excited about what transpired last year, despite the unfortunate finish in the playoffs, where you almost knocked off the Winnipeg Jets. But so much young talent, and obviously over the last 2 weeks, the Blues have been winless in their last six games, only picking up a point last night and an overtime loss to the LA Kings over at the Enterprise Center. But I thought the Blues, personally, played so much better hockey last night. And one of the things, if you go back to almost 2 weeks ago when the Dallas Stars were in town, the Blues won that game 3-1. And the Dallas Stars are seriously considered a possible Stanley Cup contender or even a Stanley Cup championship team. They have so much talent, And one of the top goaltenders in Jake Oettinger between the pipes, in fact, between him and Connor Hellebuck in Winnipeg, they're probably going to be flipping back and forth as far as minding the net for Team USA once we get to the Olympics in Milan, Italy, coming up in February. But the Blues just played a perfect game that night. Only one goal given up. There were only 19 shots on goal. But one of the things I've learned, whether it's working with the Hall of Famer Bernie Federko or Darren Pang or Jamie Rivers or Joey Vitale now, or the Hall of Famer Chris Pronger as well, and so many others, is you got to clog up the middle. And the Blues did a great job of clogging up the middle, especially from a defensive aspect, to not give those high percentage shots on Jordan Binnington or Joel Hofer. And I think the Blues did a better job, still need to do a better job, but did a much better job last night compared to the previous games. The other part, it was very evident from the get-go that the Blues were trying to get to the middle of the ice on the offensive end, get high-percentage shots. Unfortunately, they only scored three goals, but they had double the amount of shots, as did their opponent last night. And for the Blues, I think that was definitely a step in the right direction. But it is true, and I'm not making excuses. You can call me, a homer or whatever. But when you lose a guy that Robert Thomas is really the straw that stirs the drink for the Blues, that's a huge, huge loss. And hopefully Robert Thomas will be coming back in the lineup sooner rather than later. I don't believe it will be tomorrow night. Monday could be a possibility. But Robert Thomas is just – he's the one guy probably more than anything else. And in no disrespect to Jake Neighbors or anyone else, but he's probably the one guy you can't afford to lose for an extended period of time. And yeah, I know last year they kind of kept their heads above water when Thomas was out with the injury, but Thomas is so important in so many different aspects. But one thing that I talked to so many people about with this hockey team is, yeah, the start hasn't gone the way that anybody would have liked, much less the fans, the organization, the players, the coaches, you name it. But there's still so much of a season. But to me, the future looks so bright. And I think last night, if you're a Blues fan, you're like, wow. You know, Snuggy had that incredible goal. He's an incredible player to play the entire 200-foot game. And for his third game suiting up in the NHL, I thought Dalibor Dvorsky looked so much different than what we saw in the two games where he got a cup of coffee, if you will, last year for the Blues. And it seemed like Dvorsky was just kind of trying to feel his way around. But he's so, so talented, and it's really jumped off to a great start over the last couple of weeks for the Blues AHL affiliate in Springfield. And Dvorsky, I thought, looked terrific. And at least until Robert Thomas is out of the lineup, you'll see Dvorsky in there. And, you know, you still have room on your 23-man roster where you can keep Dvorsky, because obviously Thomas isn't on the IL. It's going to be intriguing, but if a guy like Dvorsky, he's going to be in the lineup. They're not going to scratch him and have him up in the stands watching the game if he's going to be up here with this team. But it goes beyond Dvorsky. You have a ton of talent that I know is very highly thought of, not only within the organization, but in a lot of NHL ranks that's not only in Springfield. But if you're a Blues fan, you got to be excited, especially with your last two first-round draft picks. You think about Justin Carboneau. He made a name for himself as just an 18-year-old when you think about what happened during the preseason and during training camp. But I think the other bright spot is Adam Juracek. Here's a young man who was picked at first round last year in 2024, and a defenseman who has a world of talent but has dealt with so many injuries. And I think one of the things that really impressed the Blues organization is what Adam did in the offseason. Not only got healthy, but he got himself bigger. He's got about 20, 25 pounds added to him. And not only that, they thought he looked tremendous. In fact, some were telling me that they were at least kicking the tires that potentially, remember, you go back to Alex Pietrangelo back in the late 2008, and he stayed with the team for about nine games before he had to officially keep him, and they put him back down in the juniors. There was actually, I guess, conversation being had by the Blues of potentially doing that with Juracek. That's how highly thought of they think of this young man. But the biggest thing is for him to stay healthy. He's off to a good start with his team down in juniors. And if he stays healthy, I would not be surprised if he really gets a legit shot to be a part of the 23-man roster if he continues, again, to stay healthy and play the way he's playing. My whole point of this is the future is really bright with this organization. There is a ton of talent that isn't isn't even here, and you even look at the Dvorskis of the world and the Snuggerugs, among other. I mean, even throw in Broberg and Holloway, who are only, what, 23, 24 years old. These guys are young, and this is what makes things, I think, really, really exciting. And yes, as Jimmy pointed out, and it's true, Jordan Binnington and Joel Hofer would be the first ones to tell you that they need to play better. But with a guy like Jordan Binnington, I have no worries about him. He's going to turn it around, and I think Joel Hofer will too. He's just in a rut. It's a part of the game, and I have full confidence. And, folks, it is early. It is early. Let's see how this whole thing plays out. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Graybar Sports Open Line, and when we come back, we're going to talk some football. Chiefs football analyst for the Chiefs Radio Network, Danon Hughes, joins us next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Now, back to the Graybar Sports Open Line on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
As we continue on Graybar Sports Open Line on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX, and of course, KMOX also home of Kansas City Chiefs football. And we'll have the broadcast coming up on Sunday. Big matchup for the Chiefs as they will take on the Buffalo Bills in a 3:25 kickoff. And when you listen to the games, you listen to our good friend, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, and our other good friend who joins us right now. He works with Mitch, and of course, Danon Hughes, a part of the broadcast, as he joins us on KMOX. Good to catch up with you, buddy. How you doing, man?
Doing all right, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I would imagine there was some concern in the first couple, 2-3 weeks over there in Kansas City of the season, but things seem to be smoothing out all right now, right?
No concern at all, Scotty.
I'm not talking about you now. I know you got it under control.
See, the thing is, we care about ratings, and we don't want to get so far out in front of everybody that the games start, you know, they start turning away from our games. That's why we play so many close games, because we care about the ratings, sponsorships, all that good stuff.
That's right.
No, I would say this, honestly, yeah, after the Super Bowl debacle in New Orleans, and then to come to start this season 0-2, there was definitely some concerns. But having said that, if you remember back opening the season, we were down Rashee Rice because of his 6-game suspension, and 3 plays into the game, we were down Xavier Worthy. And I've said to people since those weeks, name me a team in the NFL that could lose their number one, number two starters and play the defending Super Bowl champs and another team who is now second or in the AFC, was first in the AFC West for several weeks. It just wouldn't happen. So if you look at our losses, 3 losses on the season, all 1 score. And then the 5 games we've won, they've been pretty decisive. So we're comfortable where we are right now, hitting our stride in week 9 and looking forward to this matchup.
Well, let me ask you this. Danon Hughes, of course, part of the Chiefs broadcast, and we'll have the broadcast with Mitch and Danon coming up at 3:25 with the kickoff between the Chiefs and the Bills, and we'll break down that game coming up here with Danon just momentarily. You notice any difference of why the team is where it's at now, seems to be hitting on all cylinders compared to several weeks ago when the season started at all?
I think you can look at the production. Yeah, the infusion of energy from Rashee Rice for these last 2 weeks definitely helped. But this Chiefs team, the offense is number 4 in the NFL, and the defense is number 5. Like, that's a recipe for success at any level, to have both your offense and defense playing well. 3 of our 5 wins in the NFL. Now, you and I have done college football for many years, yes, but in the NFL, to look at a team in week 9 and say they got 5 wins, and 3 of those wins, the team did not score double digits. Like, that in itself, and when we're talking about the Chiefs, yeah, the highlights and the headlines are garnered by Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Rashee Rice, but this defense is really the reason why we are where we are and why we feel comfortable about every opponent that we're going to face. The offense is playing at an amazing clip. We're scoring 28-plus points in 5 straight games. We've had a 100-yard rusher in 7 straight games. So, like, the recipe for success is running the ball well, playing really good defense, not turning the ball over, and that's pretty much has been what we've been able to accomplish.
Danon Hughes, the analyst for the Chiefs Radio Network, joining us here on KMOX. And I know I've told you this, and I know I've mentioned this to Mitch in conversation as well. It really is something to see what has transpired with this Chiefs team and what you guys have done in the long run. Played a lot of football over the last several years, and successful football. And I just remember, Dana, and I know I've told you this, is I remember when the Rams were here in the greatest show on turf, and after a couple, 2-3 long seasons, those bodies, you played the game, they were beat up. And knowing to try to, and granted, back then, even when you played, there was 2-a-days, you know, it's not as rigorous when you get into training camp compared to those days, but still, it's a long season. And for the Chiefs to be able to continue to put out top of line product year after year after year, I think is something to be said. I think we saw it a little bit, obviously, with Brady and Belichick with the Patriots. But I mean, this is really something that I know nothing lasts forever, but I think something I hope the Chiefs fans realize that is uncharted territory that you guys have been in for the last several years.
Yeah, it has been a special window of time. You consider Patrick Mahomes has been in the league. This is his 9th year, his 8th year as a starter. And we always joke around the Chiefs Kingdom that there's a generation of people that think this is normal.
Yes.
You and I, you were just talking about the 90s and the late 90s and early 2000s in regards to the greatest show on turf. And you got a situation where now we have a window of time where we're playing really quality football, and we're playing the most football of any team in the NFL. I'd probably even venture to believe it's any team in NFL history when you consider adding the 17th game and then this team over the last 7 years not playing in anything less than the AFC Championship. Like, it's a special window, but the bar has been set. And these guys are not looking for any breaks. They're not taking any trips during the bye weeks. They are focused on the ultimate goal of going to San Francisco and representing the AFC in another Super Bowl and redeeming themselves from that loss last year against the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know if it'll be the Eagles that'll be there, but whoever it is, the Chiefs have them in their sights. And that's what's great about being in this window of time, man. As a fan, as a broadcaster, like, we're spoiled in a good way, and these guys do not look or give the feel like they are happy with it, like they're content with their successes. And I'm along for the ride with them.
Yeah, and greatly so for you and Mitch. I'm so happy for you guys. And that's all a part of leadership, as far as I'm concerned. As many years as I've covered multiple sports, whether it's the NFL, NHL, or Major League Baseball, is that strictly Andy Reid, or is that also a part of Travis and Mahomes being leaders of this team?
I think it's a mixture. There's a really good blend of leadership on this team. Like, you don't have the craziness like we hear in the Baltimore Ravens organization, where they're taking out pool tables and video games at a locker rooms, and the Miami Dolphins, where you're having team meetings and other teams, the players only meetings and stuff like that. It's not that. And even when you look at the losses that we had, yeah, there might be a little bit of fiery display on the sideline, but you don't see any uproar. Like, it's just about the next play, the next series, the next down, the next opportunity. And I think they all take on the character and the persona of Andy Reid. Like, he's pretty mellow. He's not going to be, you know, in the face of anybody. There might be a time here or there where he has to check Travis Kelce, or he might be in the ear of the official, but it is not the norm as we see around the league. And that calm, cool, collective mindset and the preparation. And then the one thing I think gets overlooked, Scott, is that he allows everybody to showcase their personality. And those guys have fun. If you watch this game these last 2 weeks against the Raiders and the Commanders, mm-hmm. like, they were in the Delaware wing tee. They were in the L bone with running backs, with wide receivers in the backfield. Patrick Mahomes was split out. They were doing direct snaps, wildcats to Rashee Rice, advances, coordinated dances in the end zone, all of those different things he encourages. It's not just these guys kind of going off on their own. He encourages input, creativity from other guys, and it's equated to a lot of wins.
That's awesome. All right, big matchup, as you know, coming up on Sunday up in Buffalo against the Bills. I saw this, and it really surprised me. The Bills right now, from an offensive standpoint, are a better running team than a passing team. That surprised me. That's quite an accomplishment for the Bills.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a different matchup, and this is the first time. Now, consider, it's almost like the Bills are in the AFC West because we played them 10 times.
Right.
This would be the 10th time since 2020 that we play them. Next year's schedule already has us slated to go back there and play them during the regular season. So if we play them during the postseason again this year, like, you're talking about just as many matchups as we've played the Raiders and the Broncos. But the fact remains is that this team is different. This year is different. To think that this matchup, although I think it's the most important regular season matchup between these two teams that we've seen during this Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen era. And here's why. Every other year, this matchup is usually talked about as the two best teams in the AFC, and whoever wins is in the lead position to be the number one seed in the playoffs. This matchup, based on the two losses that the Bills had prior to their bye and the three losses that we have, you're really talking about a team that's the second in the AFC East and a team that's tied for second in the AFC West, playoff position, wild card implications. That's totally new for what this matchup has ever been. So it adds a little nuance, a little twist to it. It's still important. The crazy thing is that I'm sure on Monday morning, there's going to be a lot of people who see whoever wins this game is definitely going to have a lead into the Super Bowl, and they still may not even be leading their own division. So it tells you about the potency of each team, but this matchup is so important. And I can only imagine from a Bills standpoint, when you consider four of the last 5 years, your season literally ended by the Chiefs.
Right.
It ended by the Chiefs. So there's got to be some scar tissue.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure they're going to be amped up for this.
All right. So before we let you go, one last one. Dana Hughes will be on the broadcast with Mitch Holtis. Chiefs and Bills coming up here on KMOX. What do you think a key is to the success for another victory on Sunday for the Chiefs?
I think it's got to be right in line with what you just spoke about, stopping the run. James Cook has been outstanding, leads the NFL in rushing. Josh Allen, we know his exploits when he utilizes his legs. Because they have not been able to throw the ball as well as we've seen them in the past, they haven't really gotten as much out of Keon Coleman as they would have liked. Joshua Palmer has been injured, probably won't play. So I feel like their recipe for success is going to be running the ball. So we got to stop the run, force them to be one-dimensional, and then continue to put touchdowns up on the board like we have over the last few weeks.
Should be a good one. Bills and Chiefs, they'll kick it off at 3:25 up in Buffalo. Danan and Mitch Holtis will have the call for you, and we'll have it here on KMOX. Always appreciate the time, my friend. You guys have safe travels.
Appreciate you, brother.
Now, back to the Graybar Sports Open Line on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
As we continue on Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX, and it is a pleasure, he is a senior associate commissioner with the Missouri Valley Conference. Mike Kern joins us as college basketball season, Michael, is going to tip off on Monday. Here we go, buddy.
We're very excited. It's been a long wait since the tournament in March, and we are ready to go.
And a lot going on. We're going to get to that as we continue with the conversation with Mike here on KMOX as far as the Missouri Valley Conference is concerned when we get to the month of March. Drake Bulldogs have been a great story back in the tournament again last year. They get a victory before being bounced out. What does the season look as far as the Missouri Valley Conference is concerned? Who are some of the favorites that they're prognosticating for in this 25-26 season?
You know, it's really hard. It's like you look at, as you're looking at the season coming up, most people are looking at who returned the most players.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Illinois State, Northern Iowa, and Belmont. And those are the three teams that are probably going to be the favorites in our league. But Murray State and Drake, good programs, good commitment to basketball. Drake won 31 games last year, of course, beat Mizzou in the NCAA tournament. Murray State returns no players as a new coach, but they invest in basketball. So those five teams that I mentioned are probably the teams that are going to be like looking at a chance to win the league.
And for Drake, this is three coaches in 3 years. Now, granted, Darren DeVries was there for a while before he went to West Virginia, now at Indiana. But you have Ben McCollum, one and done, goes to Iowa. Now you bring in a guy from over at South Dakota State that has had a lot of success. But I would imagine for Coach Henderson, a lot of pressure because of all that success in Des Moines for the last several years.
You know, Eric is great. Eric Henderson is great. He's had some success. He knows the region. He knows the Drake culture. I'm not worried about Drake having another great year with a new coach and a new roster. They returned basically no players that had a lot of minutes last year, but that's a culture and a village that they've created in Des Moines, and Drake is going to be in the mix.
As Mike Kern from the Missouri Valley Conference joins us, we'll have Arch Madness. We'll talk about that here momentarily coming up in March, as well as other things involving the Valley here in St. Louis coming up in the month of March as we get to the NCAA tournament. But you mentioned the Illinois State Redbirds, and here's a team that's unusual, like most teams, whether you're a Power Four or not, as Coach Ryan Peden is bringing back a whole allotment of not just players, but terrific players who are some of the top players in the entire league.
Yeah, 2 years ago we lost almost every player on our first, second, and third team all-conference. Now, Illinois State had two players, first and second team last year, that returned. That's rare. That's rare for a league like ours where our top players have other opportunities and certain players decided to stay. So Illinois State has been very successful on retention, and I think Illinois State is ready to be poised to get back to the NCAA. It's been a long time for the Redbirds. They haven't been in the NCAA tournament since 1998, and they're eager and ready to get back.
And, Michael, you know another team that brings a lot back. We mentioned the Northern Iowa Panthers, who, as many basketball fans know, kind of the darlings of, you know, some of the upsets that they had with Kansas, as you and I both know, but the other teams, North Carolina, top-ranked team, knocked off at one time as well. But a lot of people, you know, go to Cinderella, and you and I has been there. And through that time, Ben Jacobson continues as the head coach in his 20th season. They finally get back to the 20-win mark. I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Panthers come out this season with so many returners for Ben as well.
Yeah, and Illinois State, like Northern Iowa, has returned a lot of players, and Belmont is in that group, too, of returning a bunch of players from last year. And Northern Iowa is poised to have a very successful season. And our non-conference season is so important, Scott, as you know. It's like we have to get the wins there, and there are fewer opportunities to play those high majors because the bracketed events are less opportunistic than they used to be. So you're playing other high majors, and you just have to win those games. You have to, like, create a resume early, and I expect that our top teams will be able to do that.
So what's your take? What is the league's take as far as expansion that we will, I think, see sooner rather than later in the NCAA tournament to potentially as many as 76 teams? Do you think this is going to be an advantage for a mid-major conference like the Missouri Valley Conference to get more than just one bid in?
Yeah, absolutely. Our commission has been very supportive of the expansion of the tournament, the NCAA tournament. And we've had, like, in the last 10 years, we've probably had three or four teams that would have been in that mix to be in the tournament that didn't get an opportunity to play previously. I think it's going to be advantageous. And we can't be naive. It's like you're looking at maybe eight more spots, and six of those will go to the high majors, but we will be in a position to where one or two of those spots will be deserved by one of our teams.
Yeah, and you look at, obviously, everyone knows nationwide, Indiana State, who made the run in the NIT because they were squeezed out of the NCAA tournament. Definitely one of those teams, as we know firsthand, that was probably worthy of making it to the field of 68. All right, Mike, we mentioned the Arch Madness, and it is coming up, as it always does, here in St. Louis. Give us a little details, a little bit change, because instead of four games, we have three games in the opening round night, but obviously a whole weekend of great basketball here in the Gateway City hosting the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament again.
Well, it's, as you know, Scott, it's like our 50th all-time tournament. Not all 50 have been in St. Louis, but it's our 50th anniversary of the tournament, and we're very excited that St. Louis and Enterprise Center and the sponsorships that we've had in St. Louis have been very supportive of our event here. We're excited. We're ready to go, and you mentioned that the tournament's different with no longer 12 teams in the league. We have 11, so we have three games the first day instead of four. Well, we're ready to go. It's going to be great.
All right. And busy month of March for you guys, not only for Arch Madness. You have the women's tournament the following weekend, but now it's been a while, but you and the entire staff at the Missouri Valley Conference will be hosting the NCAA tournament first and second rounds. Give a little detail to some of the KMOX listeners, Mike, on all of those things that will be happening here in St. Louis coming up in March.
Well, 2 weeks after our tournament, Enterprise Center will be the host of another major event, an NCAA tournament. It's been a long time. The last time we were able to host something in St. Louis was 2016. Remarkably, we were scheduled to host in 2020. And of course, the virus hit, and that was ended the season for a lot of teams. But we are raring to go, and it's there are tickets still available. But we know that we're going to have great teams within the region that are going to be here, and We're very excited and ready to bring basketball and the NCAA tournament back to St. Louis.
And that will be the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. Again, first and second rounds. And again, you mentioned, more importantly, for all the basketball fans or just even sports fans out there to get a chance, there are still some tickets remaining at the Enterprise Center for the opening round action.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great event. It's always, St. Louis has been such a great host for the NCAA tournament. That's why they keep coming back.
Yeah, and we always go back to 2005 when you guys hosted the Final Four over at the Dome. It was just a spectacular weekend. It was so great for our community, what you guys put together, and it was such a great event. You guys do such a superb job. All right, Michael, we're going to let you go. Happy Halloween to you and Terry. And again, real quick before we let you go, tell folks Arch Madness how they can find out for tickets and other information.
Just go to our website, archmadness.com, NBC-sports.com. We're excited about our tournament. We're excited about the NCAA tournament. Excited about basketball starting on Monday.
Should be interesting. That's Mike Kern, Senior Associate Commissioner of the Missouri Valley Conference. Join us here on Graybar Sports Open Line. Stay with us as we'll wrap things up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Now, back to the Graybar Sports Open Line on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Scott Warman back with you as we're winding down this Halloween night edition of Sports Open Line on KMOX. In for Matt Pauly. Thanks for hanging in with us and talking some sports here tonight. Thanks to Mike Kern, Senior Associate Commissioner of the Missouri Valley Conference. Again, college basketball tipping off on Monday. The NCAA tournament here in St. Louis at Enterprise Center. third weekend in March. Should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun on Monday when the St. Louis University Billikens tip off their season against Southeast Missouri State at Chaffetz Arena. And, of course, the longtime voice of the St. Louis University Billikens and from Lindenwood University, Bob Ramsey, my man, the Rammer. And, of course, another great grad from Lindenwood, the awesome one, Earl Austin Jr., will bring you Billikens basketball. Should be a great season for the Bills this year. In year number two under Josh Schertz, who is one of the terrific, terrific basketball minds. Had a chance to get to know him really well when he was at Indiana State in the Missouri Valley Conference, and SLU making a great move bringing Josh over to work out with the Billikens program. Baseball tonight, of course, game six of the World Series in Toronto as the Blue Jays trying to close it out as they have a 3-2 lead in this best of seven series over the defending champion Los Angeles Dodgers. It's Yamamoto and Gausman on the mound, and both, they're doing well, and no surprise with Yamamoto as well. So he's pitched throughout the entire playoffs as Toronto only has one hit off of Yamamoto, and former Cardinal Tommy Edman gets the first hit off of Gausman, and they are playing in the bottom of the third right now, and there's no score between the Dodgers and Toronto as they've just done a intentional pass to Shohei Ohtani as they play in the top of the third, I should say, two outs, and Dodgers and Blue Jays are scoreless. And again, as I mentioned, Chip Carey, who joined us in the first hour, I've really enjoyed watching this World Series. I think it's been very competitive, and I think one of the things that sticks out to me more than anything else is, you know, when you have players, I'm sure most people, and you could even be a diehard baseball fan, you don't get to see the Blue Jays that much because they're a Canadian team. They're up in Toronto, so you don't even get to watch them on any of the national telecast, as that ball is fair by Will Smith, and Tommy Edman will score to give the Dodgers the early lead at 1-0. But getting back to this World Series and getting to see Toronto up close and personal, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is an incredible ball player. And as Chip pointed out, you know, when he first came into the league, of course, his father played and was very great during his career in Major League Baseball. He was just kind of a bigger kid, a little overweight, but could hit the heck out of the ball. He could hit it 50,000 yards. I mean, forever and a day. Well, the kid wound up getting a little more svelte, but he's got great athletic ability. And I remember when the Cardinals were in Toronto back in 2024 and seeing him work and his footwork over at first base really impressed me. But I was talking to somebody, and in fact, it was Mark Sweeney, who works with us on our telecast on FanDuel. Mark's very well-versed, knows the game inside and out, works for Fox as well when he's not working for us on FanDuel. And Mark said, he goes, this guy actually wants to play third base, but they don't want him to put him there. They want to keep him over at first base. And it was, I believe, the third game of a 3-game series between the Cardinals and the Blue Jays. And he made a couple of incredible plays, even on third base, and had an arm. I mean, he gunned it, not like Nolan Arenado, but he gunned it across the diamond. And just my point is, I'm glad that, you know, the American public, baseball fan or just casual sports/baseball fan, is getting to watch Vladdy Guerrero Jr. on an everyday basis during these playoffs, because the kid really is special. And it is great to see, even though it's Toronto, it is a bigger market, but to see a guy like Vladdy Guerrero Jr. and his prowess not go to L.A., not go to New York or Boston or any of the big markets, Philadelphia, you can even throw in the Cubs at least a little bit. It's good to see a market like Toronto be able to keep a guy like Vlad Guerrero Jr., and obviously it's paying dividends. Of course, they have a terrific team around them, even though they trail the Dodgers by a score of 1-0 right now in Game 6 of the World Series. Also, thanks to Jimmy Thomas for joining us. He has The Franchise. That is a book about the whole franchise from day one and even before day one of the St. Louis Blues, and you can go to Amazon and check out that book. And it's the Blues head out on the road. Just a quick one game, as they're going to be in Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets tomorrow night, and that will get underway at 6:00. Wild day in Columbus. They'll have that Ohio State-Penn State game in the noon kickoff on Fox, and then later on it will be the Blues and the Blue Jackets from Columbus, as the Blues trying to stop a 6-game winless streak, picking up a point last night, and then the Blues will be right back at it on Monday as they'll be at home to take on Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers, and then the Blues go back on the road. So they have a lot of hockey coming up, and obviously stating the obvious, the Blues just, they flat out, like Oscar Sundquist said at the end of the game last night, we just need a win. And it is true, because when you have a response like that from a guy who is a Stanley Cup championship winner, that tells me a lot that it's becoming a little even frustrating for guys like him, Colton Parayko, Braden Schenn, Jordan Binnington, guys that know how and what it takes to win a Stanley Cup championship, being a part of the 2019 championship team with the St. Louis Blues. But you think about the grind that it is for a lot of the younger guys that are on this team that are kind of learning the way or starting to get to learn their way, and they're going through this process where it's like you can't do anything right. And again, as I mentioned before, I think a step in the right direction last night. We'll see if that carries forward with a road win tomorrow against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And again, coming up on KMOX on Sunday, Sports on a Sunday with Tom Ackerman from 10 until noon. And then we have Chiefs football coming up a little bit later on Sunday as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Buffalo Bills. It'll be a kickoff at 3:25 from upstate New York. And as Dana Hughes, the analyst on the Chiefs broadcast, joined us earlier in this hour, big game for the Chiefs. And as he pointed out, the fact that just trying to get yourself home field advantage positioning for the playoffs, it's hard to believe you're just talking to the 1st of November or the 2nd of November on Sunday. But yes, you have to look at that instance of where you're going to be able to position yourself to try to get that home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So big game indeed, and obviously a chip on the shoulder, as Dana pointed out, with the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. Here's a terrific football team that more times than not has run into a machine and haven't been able to get past the Chiefs to make it to the Super Bowl for the Buffalo Bills. Maybe this is the year. Who knows? I think it's really intriguing to see what transpires, especially with this Kansas City Chiefs team, because I really sit back and I tip my cap to what Andy Reid and that entire organization has been able to do when you played as much football, as Dana pointed out, as they have over the last, what, 7-8 years. It's pretty incredible to see how much football they have played, and they're still able to win and play at such a high, high level, because I can tell you, when the Rams were winning, it was a lot after a couple, 2-3 years. Those guys that were on the Rams teams that year, to get back into it, especially for training camp after having three long seasons, it was a lot on those bodies. And those guys for Kansas City had been doing it for a long time. Mookie Betts has just hit a 2-run double, and the Dodgers have now taken a lead 3-0 in the third inning in Toronto against the Blue Jays, against the Jays again with a 3-2 lead. Folks, thanks for much for joining us on Sports Open Line. Again, Tom Ackerman will have sports on a Sunday. That's coming up on Sunday at 10 here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself, or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most: running it. Ring Business. Business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.